Valerie D'Antoine is leading her herd of 65 black and white dairy cows into a pasture. Her family's 160 acres outside of Pulaski is called Full Circle Farm. From the top of a rolling hill, she does a 360-degree turn, observing the countryside, taking stock of her neighbors.
There's an old gray barn, no longer farming. The brown house, a couple teachers live there. They just have a hobby farm. An old gray barn again, out of business. The one on the top of the hill, out of business.
D'Antoine and her husband, Rick Adamski, almost went out of business too. Last year, they say they came very close to selling the century-old farm and finding work in Green Bay. Instead, last July, they became certified organic farmers. They graze their relatively small herd of cows and sell the milk to the Organic Valley Co-op. Rick Adamski says he really didn't want a town job anyway. He's in the barn where his cows are hooked up to a milking machine. Adamski says going organic has helped his bottom line. Before being certified, he says his family was paid about $9 per 100 pounds of milk.
The price for organic milk is $18 per hundredweight. Right now, conventional milk is at that same price. However, that will probably be short-lived. I think most predictors are saying that it's not going to stay that high through the summer.
Adamski says since going organic, his cows spend more time outside eating grass, so they're healthier, happier, and more productive.
Valerie asked me to get some milk, so I'm going to get this out of the... This pail full was probably weigh about 45 pounds. So you can see that this one cow is giving probably in excess of 80 pounds a day.
That's about 10 gallons of milk each day from each cow. The milk from the Full Circle Farm is eventually made into specialty cheese. Steve Stevenson, a UW-Madison ag professor, says there's growing demand for those cheeses and for other organic-based foods. Still, Stevenson says these types of farms are relatively few.
That's why it's important to have farms like this one around so neighbors can take a look at it, so extension agents can see it and begin to use that. In fact, there are growing number of extension agents who, over the last 15 years, have been committed to this kind of grass-based, low capital input kind of system. So it's growing. I mean, but again, I think things are going to split. There's also growth in terms of the very large end in dairy farm. I think things are going to split.
Besides keeping individual farmers afloat, Stevenson says the survival of mid-sized farms is crucial for rural communities as a whole.
Like this farm, when it buys feed, it's corn that supplements these cattle with, it'll buy it from a neighbor. Okay, the very large farms, when they buy feed, they buy it from where they get the cheapest kind of feed, and they'll have it trucked in from wherever.
Stevenson is part of a national task force devoted to renewing an agriculture of the middle. Members will meet next month in Racine. They'll try to convince big food suppliers to buy organic-based products that come from mid-sized farms. Representatives from food giant Sysco will be there. So will people from Starbucks and Wegmans, an East Coast supermarket chain. On the menu will be some cheese that will contain milk from Full Circle Farm. Valerie D'Antoine says there's a noticeable difference from the bulk cheese.
A lot of the old timers say, now this is what cheese tastes like when I was a kid. And they used to call it June cheese because it would have a very distinctive natural yellow look to it.
D'Antoine says the grass her cows eat gives her cheese a distinctive flavor. The cows have also given back to the family. On Full Circle Farm, the cows go dry in the winter. It helps cut feed costs and gives the cows a rest. Valerie D'Antoine and Rick Adamski got a rest too. This past winter, they were able to take their kids to Disneyland. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.